This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli troops on Tuesday seized control of Gaza's vital Rafah border crossing in what the White House described as a limited operation. Fears are mounting of a full-scale invasion of the southern city as ceasefire talks remain tense with Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. The U.N. warned of a potential collapse of the flow of aid to Palestinians from the closure of Rafah and the other main crossing into Gaza at a time when officials say the northern part of the enclave is already experiencing full-blown famine. As Israel moved forward with its ground incursion into parts of Rafah, its military continued to bombard the southern Gaza city with airstrikes, killing more than 20 Palestinians. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Sitting on the floor, surrounded by white body bags, Rafah construction worker Mohammed Abu Amra points at each body as he names each family member he lost in the recent Israeli strike. Shortly after, another relative arrives to the horror of seeing her loved one lying on the ground, dead. Over 100,000 Palestinians were evacuated out of Rafah as Israel's military dispersed flyers telling residents to leave their homes. Israel's plan to invade Rafah has raised global alarm because of the potential for harm to more than a million Palestinian civilians sheltering there. I'm Karen Chamas.
Israel said on Tuesday its objective remains to destroy the Islamist Palestinian group Hamas as its negotiators were set to leave for ceasefire talks in the Egyptian capital Cairo.
International organizations working in the area have also been encouraged to temporarily evacuate prior to the beginning of the operation.
Government spokesperson David Mentzer, this is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden called out anti-Semitism on Tuesday amid unrest on college campuses during Israel's war with Hamas. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
At a Holocaust victims remembrance ceremony in the Capitol.
This hatred continues to lie deep in the hearts of too many people in the world.
The president says Hamas brought that hatred to life by attacking Israel in October.
Not 75 years later. But just 7.5 months later, and people are already forgetting, that Hamas unleashed this terror.
The president told the audience U.S. support for Israel is ironclad.
Even when we disagree.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
Vladimir Putin on Tuesday began his fifth term as Russian president at a glittering Kremlin ceremony after destroying his political opposition, launching a devastating war in Ukraine, and consolidating power. Already in office for nearly a quarter century and the longest-serving Kremlin leader since Joseph Stalin, Putin's new term doesn't expire until 2030, when he is constitutionally eligible to run for yet another 6 years. TikTok on Tuesday filed a lawsuit against the United States to block a law that could shut down the social media platform in the U.S. AP correspondent Haya Panjawani reports.
TikTok and its parent company, ByteDance, are suing the federal government to challenge a law that would force the sale of ByteDance's stake or face a ban. The law was signed in April by President Joe Biden as part of a larger $95 billion foreign aid package. The measure requires ByteDance to sell TikTok within 9 months. Lawmakers from both parties have expressed concerns that Chinese authorities could force ByteDance to hand over U.S. user data or sway public opinion by manipulating the algorithm that populates users' feeds. Opponents of the law argue that Chinese authorities could easily get information on Americans in other ways. Haya Panjwani, Washington.
Porn actor Stormy Daniels has testified at former U.S. President Donald Trump's New York hush money trial about a sexual encounter she says they had in 2006 that resulted in her being paid off to keep silent during the presidential election a decade later. Daniels' testimony on Tuesday included a detailed and at times graphic accounting of an encounter Trump has denied. Daniels' testimony is central to the case because in the final weeks of Trump's 2016 Republican presidential campaign, there's accusations his lawyer Michael Cohen paid her $130,000 to keep quiet. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.